Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, FDA approves Johnson & Johnson's Imavi as the first therapy specifically indicated for warm autoimmune hemolytic anemia in patients 12 and older. A pharma deal's roundup covers McKesson's approximately $2.25 billion agreement to acquire Precision Medicine Group and Lundbeck's new AI-powered commercialization partnership with Eversana, and Pharmaceutical Executive examines how integrated GMP operating models are reshaping outsourced manufacturing for emerging biopharma companies. FDA approves Imavi, nipocalimab AHU, from Johnson & Johnson's Janssen Immunology Division as the first therapy specifically indicated for warm autoimmune hemolytic anemia in patients 12 and older who are currently or previously treated with corticosteroids. The approval rests on the phase 2/3 ENERGY study, where roughly three times as many patients on the approved dose achieve a durable hemoglobin response versus placebo by week 24, with a 3.5-point higher mean facet fatigue score at the same point. Imavi first received FDA approval back in April 2025 for generalized myasthenia gravis, making warm autoimmune hemolytic anemia its second approved indication. Two commercialization moves surfaced this week as biopharma companies double down on scale and AI-driven execution. McKesson agrees to acquire Precision Medicine Group, a clinical research and biopharma commercialization services provider, for approximately $2.25 billion, folding the business into McKesson's oncology and multi-specialty segment to strengthen clinical trial execution and expand end-to-end drug development, market access, and commercialization support. Separately, Lundbeck partners with Eversana to scale AI-powered commercialization across its U.S. commercial organization. Pairing Eversana's AI agency platform with human expertise across marketing, medical communications, market access, and media operations. Finally, Adam Bartley examines how integrated GMP operating models are reshaping outsourced manufacturing for emerging biopharma companies. Bartley argues that the traditional binary choice between building in-house manufacturing and fully outsourcing to a CDMO is giving way to a middle path. Cleanroom hosting paired with the quality systems, operational expertise, and strategic partnerships emerging companies need to execute. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.